Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va? On dit quoi?
Hopefully you guys had an awesome week. I can't even believe that I'm already recording again. This week flew by and so much crap happened. Like, holy crap. Eesh. I don't even know. It's crazy. So, Monday, it's pretty great. In the morning, we went to Cocody to play soccer with some elders. So it was really fun. I got to see Elder Dick and Smith and Elder Bullock. So that was super cool. And then after that, we came back to my apartment. We were going to go do my comps, like Patriarchal Blessing. But I guess we ended up like doing it on Tuesday, which is a blessing because like then I was able to email you guys and talk to you guys, which was really awesome. Because, I wasn't gonna email you guys if I couldn't, if we went to do the patriarchal blessing, like, I wouldn't have had time to email you guys, so, like, it was a huge blessing, but it's super frustrating. I couldn't get the recordings or pictures to work. Hopefully I can get them to work tomorrow, but yeah, honestly, like, talking to you guys totally helped me, like, figure out, like, what I need to do, which is good. And so, yeah. Let's see. After emailing, we went to Sir Nadej's for dinner. Sir Nadej for dinner. And they made, like, some futu for me, which was awesome. And then we just went back to the apartment. That was, like, basically Monday. And then Tuesday, holy cow, it was crazy. So, Tuesday morning, like, I felt like I just needed to, like, talk to my comp about, like, what happened and stuff, so I did. And then I, like, ended up calling president to set up an interview and stuff, and then we went to do my comp's patriarchal blessing. While I was sitting waiting for the patriarchal blessing, like, the patriarch would, like, offered to, like, turn on the computer and let me use it. I was like, no, I'm not supposed to use it. I'll just study. It's super awkward. And then after that, we went to the bureau. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so I've been, like, some gut problem. Like, I've just been, like, constipated for, like, ever. Like, I'm good now, but, like, at the time, like, on, like, Monday, Tuesday, I don't even remember. I was constipated for, like, 5 days straight. But basically, like, I tried to go to the bathroom, like, on Tuesday, like, before we left to the bureau. I ended up, like, giving myself a hernia. And, like, there's, like, blood that came out. So that was, like, not fun at all. Let's see, then we went to the bureau and had interviews. My comp went in and got interviewed, and then I got interviewed, which is weird, because I would think that, like, I would go first, because I, like, was wanting to set it up, and then I explained everything that happened and stuff, and then, let's see. Sorry, I'm just, like, reading. I'm just reading my journal. But, yeah, so, like, I just talked to President about and stuff. After that, I explained, like, my gut problem to President and stuff. And then, I explained how, like, I've been eating everything that I'm supposed to and stuff, but, like, it's just, like, not going away. And so then I ended up having to go to the hospital and stuff. And then after that, so, let's see, so, so then we, like, ended up just sitting at the bureau for, like, the rest of the day, because President, like, had a meeting. But, like, he needed to explain to my comp that, like, I needed to go to the hospital on, what day was it, Thursday? What? Wait. Because I forgot to write. Okay, so yeah, so then we went. So I went to the hospital on Wednesday, but like we, like sat at president or at the bureau for a while, because like my president had to explain to my comp like everything that like we had to do, because like I had to get, like we had to get there pretty early, like at the bureau and like all just like a bunch of other random stuff, but. And so then he explained that, and then we left, and then, like, it was, like, 6:30, but my comp wanted to go visit Sir Florence, and, like, I was feeling terrible, like, my stomach was killing, my butt was killing, everything just, yeah, it was not fun, and then we had to go visit someone, so I was just really pissed, but, like, I just got over, like, it wasn't a big deal, but, yeah, so then Wednesday... Oh, so I forgot to write on Wednesday, but that's, like, when we went to the hospital and stuff to figure out, like, what was wrong with me, and, yeah, oh, jeez. So, we, like, went to the hospital, and the hospital's here, like, it was actually a really nice hospital that I went to, but, like, so, like, we were just talking with him. It was all in French, and so, like, I was just kind of struggling to explain, like, what was wrong with me. Luckily, like, the doctor understood English a little bit and could speak a little bit, but we had, Avec Yao come with us, because he knows English and French, so he could, like, translate for me, but he was on a call, like, almost, like, the whole time we were in with the doctor, so I could, he didn't really help at all. And luckily, like, my comp knows, like, a little bit of English, too, so he was able to help me as well, but, so, like, the doctor like prescribed me with like some meds to take, and then also like this freaking thing, holy cow, is the worst thing in the world. So it's like this like bottle with like a little like thing that comes off the end of it that like it's for like basically like they use it, I don't know if you know what it is, Josh, but like basically like it's used for like people like before they go into surgery to clean out like all of their intestines and stuff. Yeah, so basically you take this thing and you stick it up your butt and, like, just spray, like, all of, like, the solution into your intestines. And then you go and lay down for, like, a few minutes. And then you have to go to the bathroom. Because it's just, like, it literally just, like, breaks down, like, all the stuff that's in your gut. And then it just kind of flushes out, right? And so, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so I've only lost, like, 5 pounds. So that's, like, not that bad. Because they, like, weighed me and stuff. And I was like, oh, I guess I haven't lost as much weight as I thought. But I've been eating, like, a lot better, too. And probably all, like, the junk that was in my gut probably is why I weighed so much. Oh, man. But, yeah, so then... oh, dude, yeah. Okay, so, like, I was just, like, laying there. And, like, the doctor, like, wanted to look and see... Like, if I had, like, a hernia or something. So, I just literally just had to pull down, like, my pants just right there. My comp was just, like, chilling over there. So, I feel bad for them. Like, it was, like, super awkward. But, like, I didn't actually, like, care that much. I was like, okay, whatever. But, like, I guess he said, like, I didn't have a hernia. Or at least, like, it was fine. So, I don't know, like, what the heck happened. Like, I know I had one in the morning. But I didn't have one later. So, that's a huge blessing. And so then after that, so we went up to like pick up all this medicine stuff for me to take and like all that. And so then after that, then we went and picked up like my comp's patriarchal blessing and stuff. And then, came back to the apartment, and then my comp just fell asleep. So I decided to do that one thing, the like medicine thing, or to like stick the thing on my butt. Yeah, okay, so I've never felt more pain in my entire freaking life. So like, after I, like, did the thing, like, it didn't really hurt to, like, put it in. But, like, so then, like, cause I was so backed up, holy cow. And so, like, I just wanted to lay down for a little bit. And literally, like, it wasn't even 3 minutes before, like, I had to go to the bathroom. And, like, I barely make it to the toilet. And then just, like... It was a freaking, holy yikes. I've never crapped so much in my life. I was literally on the toilet for 30 minutes straight. Not even kidding. And like, it was like freaking bricks. Like, it was, I don't even know how to describe the pain I literally went through. Like, imagine having, like, freaking golf balls coming out of you. That's literally what it felt like, and it was the worst pain. Like, I was just, like, it was so hard to, like, oh my gosh, it was the worst pain. Like, I was literally, like, it was so painful that, like, I felt sick to my stomach and literally almost threw up and then almost passed out. So, like, it was, yeah, it was freaking rough. Oh my gosh, like, my whole body felt like it was just, like, squeezing in. Like, it was, holy cow. I'm feeling a ton better now, but, like, it was not fun. So then, after that, like, my gut kind of chilled out. I mean, I was still, like, feeling pain and stuff, but, then, like, we went to, like, the sector to go see if Sir Florence would do an intention to baptize, but, like, she didn't, so it literally was just a waste of time, and I was just, like, my stomach was killing, because, like, I had to, like, keep going to the bathroom, like, over and over. And every time, like, it was still the same pain. Like, it was, holy cow. It was just, like, all night. I was just, like, not all night, but, like, all, like, jeez. It was terrible. But then, after that, like, we came back to the apartment, and I was just, like, out cold. Because I was literally just so worn out from everything. And so then, like, and, like, I just had to, yeah, literally, like, I just went back to the toilet so much, because, like, oh, like, everything was finally starting to move, because it was 5 days straight of not going to the bathroom, so, like, no wonder I was on the toilet for so long. But, yeah, so, now it's probably, like, TMI, but I don't even care. So, yeah, that was quite the experience the beginning of the week. And then after that, so then Thursday, didn't really do much Thursday. I washed my clothes in the morning and then studied, and then we left to the sector and we taught a little bit, and then we did the attention to baptême for Sir Ordi, who's like that one girl that I was telling you guys about that, like, was kind of like, I don't know, I wasn't really, like, fond of her, but, like, I ended up actually, like, growing to really like her a lot. Like, she's actually pretty cool. And so we ended up baptizing her Saturday, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. So, let's see. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's, like, present's still yet to, like, really do anything about, like, what happened. So, like, I've just been chilling with Elder Wubunga, and, like, he's kind of pissed off that I, like, told the president, so it's not been great for me. But, you know, I've, like, come to realize that, like, service is the key to feel good. Like, literally, like, everybody can just, like, hate you, but, like, if you're serving them, like, you feel so positive and great. Like, I don't even know. Like, I haven't even, like, felt bad at all. I felt great because, like, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to, and, like, yeah, like, they can say whatever the heck they want, man. I don't even care. But yes, and then Friday, we woke up to a swamp of our apartment because my comp left the water on overnight. Yeah, so that was great. And then Elder Don and I just cleaned it up. And then, let's see, then I did, like, some sport, and then showered, got dressed, oh yeah, and then we went to Benicoso, on Friday, which is cool. That's, like, that one village, like, if we can get, people baptized, like, it'll become a sector, so that's super dope. The people there, like, not really into the church as much, mainly because, like, it's kind of far away, and, like, they're super poor, so they can't really pay for transport, so it's kind of tough, but, you know, we're gonna keep going there and try to get the people to
want to come to church. Like, we've had a few people who come to church, so that's been good.
Yeah, then we came back to the apartment, and the water was left on again. So there are Yama this time left it, so... Oh, man. So we had to clean it up again, so that was, like, terrible. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So then, like, that night, oh, yeah. So I'm, like, studying, and then, I was, like, going to bed, but then, like, there was, like, this book that I wanted to use for studying. So, like, I took it, and then I was, like, writing my name on it and stuff, because, like, it was just left at the apartment. So I'm, like, heck, dude, I'm going to take this book. Like, it's a great study book and stuff. And, like, as I was, like, writing on it, like, Elder Doc came over and just, like, took it from me. And then we were just, like, fighting over it, and literally, like, almost got into a fight. So that was great. But I ended up getting the book back because, I mean, like, everybody's kind of small here, so it was nice. And then, yeah, oh man. I'll have to talk to you guys more about it tomorrow. But let's see, so then, since Saturday, let's see. Oh yeah, Saturday, like, I just, like, wanted to just serve, like, everybody in our apartment. Like, I was just, like, that was, like, my goal. And, like, our dishes, like, there was, like, a ton of dishes in the sink. So, I'm, like, I wanted to do that and serve everyone. So I went and, like, ironed Elder Da and Elder Ayama's shirts. And then I was trying to iron my comps, but he wouldn't let me. And then I went and did, like, all the dishes. And, like, got everything done. And then we left for the baptism for Sir Ordi. And then, and, yeah, so that was super dope. So I got, like, everything done, like, way quick, which was super awesome. I was super happy about that. And then we went and had the baptism for Sir Ordi. And it was super great. Like, it was a really great baptismal service and stuff. It was just really cool. And then, oh yeah, and then on Saturday, Bishop came up to me and was like, oh, like, you're talking tomorrow in church. I'm like, oh, okay, great. And so I had to, like, hurry and, like, prepare something. But so it ended up working out, like, perfect. Because so after that, then president called my comp and we had to go back to the bureau because the president wanted to talk to us. For some reason, I don't even know. And so then we, like, left for the bureau. And when we got there, like, we had to wait for president. So I just used the time to write my talk. And then, like, my comp went in for an interview and was in there for, like, ever. So I literally, like, got, like, my whole talk written, which was awesome. It was a huge blessing. And then I went in and interviewed with president for, like, a little bit. Told him, like... Like, we just, like, talked about random stuff, and then, yeah, I'll, like, talk to you guys more about it tomorrow when we email, and then, so then, after that, let's see, then, my comp, like, went back into email, I think. Or not email, to, like, interview with president again. I don't even know. We were, like, just sitting around forever. And, like, he just kept, like, talking to my comps. I don't really know what was going on. I'm, like, still super lost. Like, he's still yet to, like, really do anything. So it's, like... Because it's, like, hard because it's just kind of like a he said, she said, whatever kind of thing. Because, like, there's not really, like, any proof of what happened. And so, like... it's a mess, man. I feel like I just made a huge problem for myself. And so that kind of sucks. But I don't know. I mean, I feel good about what I did. And, you know, I feel like the Lord will bless me for it. For doing what's right. Even if everybody else is against me, man. I don't even care. I don't fear man, I fear God, so I'm gonna do what he wants me to do, not what people want me to do. Yeah, so then, let's see. Oh yeah, so then like I went to the bathroom for like when we were at the bureau, and then like we came back to the apartment, and I found that like I had more of my money like stolen from my bag. So yeah, while I was in the bathroom, my comp just stole money from me. So I just went up to him like, dude, like where's my freaking money? And so he like wouldn't say anything. He just went into the room. So I just went into his bag and took my money back. So that worked out. Like, dude, what the freak, man? He like tried to get like all tough with me, but I'm like, dude, like, what are you gonna do, man? You're freaking. You're like, oh, it's so funny, dude. I'm like, dude, these people, man. Jeez. Yeah, so then that was like, I was just like, what the freak, man? And then he just went into his room and was just kind of like all pissy all night. It was funny. I was like, jeez. He's just been like in the worst mood ever since I've like told President. So I'm like, dude, like if we don't get a change, like if I'm just like, because there's a possibility that like if like President doesn't do anything about it, like I'm just gonna still be stuck with him. And so, yeah, like my training's gonna go downhill and I'm gonna be screwed. So, yeah, we're gonna have to see what happens. I've been praying that just everything works out the way it's supposed to. But like I gotta wash my clothes also. Oh yeah, so then we came back and it's like he was just like chilling in his room after like all that happened. And so then I just went and just washed like my clothes and like went and like cleaned like our toilet in the apartment. And then I went in to help other dog with the kitchen and stuff. So yeah, was that Saturday? Yeah, dude, Saturday was like crazy. I was just like on a service high. Like I'm just like doing everything, man. I was just cleaning everything. Honestly, that's what I do like when I'm just like annoyed with someone or like I just like feel like I'm just like really down. Like I just go and just serve and I instantly feel better. Like that's literally the key to a mission is service. Like I can't stress that enough. Like Ben, when you go on a mission, man, serve everybody. Even when like they make you so angry you want to kill them, if you can just turn right around and just serve them, dude, like you feel like a million bucks, man. It's awesome. Like service is the best thing in the world. Like I've just grown to love it. But yeah, so then let's see, so Saturday and then today. Woke up. I'm trying to like think of what we did today. Did I have time to study? I don't even remember. I think I just like clean this morning. I didn't clean. It was Sunday. Oh yeah, I did have time to study. So I just like I got up kind of late because I was like super tired. Like I went to bed on time, but like I've just been like exhausted. Probably just because of like everything that's just happened. Like I'm just like emotionally and physically exhausted. So I like slept until like 7 today. So that probably was not good, but I felt great. I didn't feel bad about it. Mainly because I've just been like feeling like crap because of my stomach. But like it's been feeling a ton better now. I'm like actually like going to the bathroom now. So that's really good. But yeah, so then let's see. So then we went to church. Church was awesome. So it was super cool. So Sir Ordy got the Holy Ghost and I got to like stand in the circle. So that was really cool. Cause like typically they just kind of have like a few people that come up, but like they called me to come up today. So it was super cool. I was like really unexpected, but it was awesome. So that was like a super cool experience. And then I gave my talk.
Oh my gosh. So when I gave my talk, so I had like the scriptures that like I wanted to share like pre-marked.
Like I put like a little paper in. So as I'm like sharing it, like I'm just like, I just kind of like write like what I want to talk about and then I just read it. And so I got so carried away with it. Like, I feel like it's a terrible way to give a talk. Like, but like, I don't know French well enough to like just get up and speak. But like I did like prepared it. Like it was like a good talk and stuff. Like, cause I like just prayed about it like before I prepared like I do all talks and stuff. And I just received like, cause it was on the plan of salvation and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to speak on the plan of salvation. And then I just felt like I needed to talk about, what is it? Libarbit. What the heck is it? Agency. Like agency. And so I talked about agency and the atonement. And then, and so like that's like just what like I based it, my whole talk on, and like it ended up like flowing like really well. But when I shared the scriptures, I actually so I wanted to share Helaman like 14, I can't remember what the verses were, but I ended up sharing Alma 34, which was another scripture that like I was going to share later in my talk. So I ended up sharing that, but like didn't realize that I like shared that scripture, and like as I'm reading it, I'm like, this doesn't really relate to like what I'm talking about in my talk right now, but whatever, I guess this is what I prepared. And then I go to like, I see like the next scripture like I wanted to share, so then I open to it and I read it, I'm like, this is the exact same scripture, I just shared the wrong scripture. So I ended up like sharing the same scripture twice. But like nobody really realized it, so that's a good thing. Like everybody's like, oh, good job on your talk. And then I was like explained to them, like I like told them how I shared the same scripture, and they were just laughing. It was hilarious. It was awesome. But other than that, it's great. And then after that, we just came back to the apartment and we've just been here like ever since the end of church. So I got like a ton of studying in today, which is awesome, because like I wanted to get caught up on some of my study because I got behind because we're at the bureau so much and stuff. And so I gotta get caught up on my study. And then also like they have these videos that we can watch for to preach my gospel that like I haven't had. And so I haven't had the time to watch them, and so I gotta watch like a ton of them today, which was super awesome. But like we don't have power right now, it's like it stinks because the CD player died and then my music player died and I can't charge them, so that was just super bummer. But it's been good. I mean, I've just been studying a ton and I like it's just been awesome. Like, the Lord has just blessed me with this time today, because like I've been kind of like stressed that like I haven't had the time to study and stuff, but like it just all worked out. It's just been working out. I'm like not even like worried about what's gonna happen. Like at the beginning of the week, like I was like stressing so much. I'm like, oh my gosh, like did I make a mistake like telling President? But like after like just kind of reading the scriptures and praying and stuff, like I just realized like it was just Satan trying to get me down. Like, cause I know I made the right choice and I'm ready to face whatever comes my way. And, like, I know, like, my comp's already told, like, half the mission, so. But, like, I don't even care. Like, I'm just, like, if my comps that, like, I receive, like, want to judge me for being a good person, dude, that's their own fault. They can receive the judgment of God for their false judgments. So, like, I'm like, dude, I don't even care. I just want to preach the gospel. That's what I came here to do, not mess around. So, yeah, so that was awesome. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else happened. Yeah, no, that's like basically it for the week. We'll see if I go email tomorrow. I don't really know. I feel like I'm just going to end up, because I don't know if my comp's going to want to go, because he's like super pissed at me. about like what happened, but like I'm really tempted to just ditch him and go to the cyber like without him, because I'm like, dude, go right ahead and call prison. I don't even care anymore. So yeah, I'm gonna make sure I email you guys tomorrow, because I already,
this is like the third recording that
I've made and haven't even sent to you guys, because last week I couldn't send it. So I'm praying so hard that I can send everything tomorrow, because I have like a bunch of pictures too. Like I have like over 50 pictures. So it's like, holy cow, I'm gonna be spending a lot of time sending stuff. So that's why I like want to get to the cyber quick, so I can just spend like all the time just downloading stuff. And also last week I didn't get the time to read any of the emails, so that was a bummer too. So I have like tons of emails to read. I'm just like, holy cow. So sorry for everybody back at home if I haven't emailed you. It's because I haven't had the time to, and I don't really know if I'm ever going to receive it. So we'll see what ends up happening. But yeah, hopefully you guys had an awesome week. Doubt it was as crazy as mine, because, yeah, it was the craziest week, man. It was freaking awesome. I feel like every week's just, like, full of bunch of crap. It's awesome. I mean, mission life's never boring, so that's good. But yeah, so I love you guys tons. Can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Have an awesome upcoming week.